Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. I love doing this show every single Sunday morning. You might be listening right now on KISS FM, or you might be listening on one of our other sister stations here at Odyssey Milwaukee. You might be listening on 99.1 The Mix. You might be listening on Hot 105.7, or you might be listening on our sports station, WSSP 1250 AM, The Fan. Whatever station you're listening on, though, this morning, we're happy to have you with us. And today, I'm excited to talk to someone I have never gotten the chance to interview before. Every Sunday morning, we talk to people in the community who are making a difference, and we give you things you can do to help. And especially around the holidays, this is the most important time of year that you really want to give back to those in need. So I would first like to welcome to the show Dr. Beverly Peterson. She is the Executive Director of Development for the Salvation Army, Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Division. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peterson.
Thank you so much, Allie. I'm glad to be here and excited to talk.
Yes, and I'm excited because not only are we going to talk about the Salvation Army and everything going on, but we're going to talk about the big request-a-thon, which is going on our sister station, 99.1 The Mix. And I'm excited to talk about when I get to come out and do some bell ringing with you guys at the Salvation Army. So I'm excited. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, you know, Dr. Peterson, I would love for you to just start by telling me and the listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in the Salvation Army.
Well, first of all, my mother named me Beverly and my friends call me Bev. So feel free to do that. I
okay.
would love to just become instant friends because I love the support that your station gives to the Salvation Army. I've been employed for 31 Christmases by the Salvation Army, serving in Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Wisconsin, Upper Michigan. And we don't count our years of service by our higher dates. We count them by the number of Christmases that we survive. So this is my 31st. And I'm a product of the Salvation Army programs and services. I grew up in the Salvation Army Church. One of our best kept secrets is, yes, we are a church. And I attended summer camps. I received free music lessons. I'm not the best horn player, but I love to sing. And I participated in character building programs. We have programs for girls and boys, much like Brownies and Boy Scouts, but ours are Sunbeams and Girl Guards and Boys Adventure Corps. And then I spent my evenings and Saturdays at the community center. I'm the oldest of seven children. I say I'm a natural born leader because I've been taking care of children since I was a year old, my
wow.
little brother, and we all happened in 14 years. God bless my mother and dad. And so when I was always looking out for my siblings, and my father and my mother volunteered for the Salvation Army Community Center in the 1960s through the 1990s, running sports programs so that all children, regardless of race or color, could participate in baseball and basketball and football. So we knew that if we wanted to spend time with our folks, it had to be on the diamond at the quarter on the field. Mm-hmm. So to me, they were the epitome of servant leadership, and I come by it very naturally, and I credit them for all of this. And I believe in the mission of the Salvation Army, and I'm truly dedicated to it.
Wow, you have quite a story, Beverly. That is amazing. And so many years. I love it. And one of the things I did want to ask you, because if you just tuned in today, I am talking to Dr. Beverly Peterson. She's the Executive Director of Development for the Wisconsin Upper Michigan Division for the Salvation Army. Now, I know that everybody listening and everybody out there has heard of the Salvation Army. I don't doubt anyone hasn't heard that. But can you tell us a little bit more about your organization's mission for those that only know the name and don't know, you know, what you do?
Absolutely. So we provide basic human needs in the name of Jesus Christ without discrimination. That's a short version of our mission. And currently, we're an international Salvation Army. We've always been in 131 countries. In the United States, there are four territories. We are in the Central Territory. And then in the Central Territory, it's broken down by eight divisions. So we are the Wisconsin Upper Michigan Division. The Salvation Army was founded in 1865 in London, England, because William Booth, who was a Methodist minister at the time, saw men hungry and living under bridges in the East End. And he wanted to provide not only food, but he started a match factory so people had places to go to work. And then he started churches because they weren't really fitting in, those that were of low economic status, the homeless, the marginalized, those that had mental illnesses. They weren't really fitting in to the churches in England at that time. So we started, the Christian Mission was founded, and we later became the Salvation Army. It's a very quasi-military organization, hence the uniforms and the ranking system. All of our Salvation Army officers are both ordained ministers and commissioned Salvation Army officers. So instead of the word pastor or reverend, we use colonel and major and captain. So that denotes that they are ordained as well. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Fantastic. So that tells me a lot about the mission at the Salvation Army. But can you tell everyone listening, you know, what do you do when it comes to giving back?
Well, absolutely. Specifically, we do food pantries and feeding lines. We have emergency lodging. We help with rent and utility assistance. We provide clothing and coats. We provide senior services. Like, we go to visit every holiday at nursing homes and give out gifts. And we go to the VA hospital as well. We're involved with youth. You know, it's so important for our children to have a safe place to go. And so we work on before and after school programs and recreational sports like I participated in growing up. And we distribute school supplies and summer meals. And we help with transportation and rehabilitation from addictions, health clinics, and toys at Christmas. And then we have this wonderful Pathway of Hope program that helps families out of generational poverty. It's very outcome-based with extensive case management. So we do a lot of things that people don't know. Most of the time they know us by our red kettles and our thrift stores, but we're so much more.
Wow, that is a lot. I'm learning so much today. I'm talking to you about the Salvation Army. This is fantastic. So who do you serve specifically then?
Well, we serve everyone, but we really are focused on those that are low income and marginalized, those that just can't quite make ends meet. But we saw very much during the pandemic, those people that just, they've never been in a situation where they've had to ask for help before, but they couldn't make ends meet because maybe they were without a job for a little while. Mm-hmm. So we provide those services to everyone. We provide services at what I like to call our local units, our core, which means church, community centers. Those are our boots on the ground. They're the ones that are making the biggest impact. So we, in the Wisconsin Upper Michigan Division, we have 24 core community centers. And then when we don't have a local unit, we have what we call service extension units. And we have 67 of those. And in fact, the largest service extension unit in the United States is in our division. And then in Milwaukee County alone, we have 4 local units, an emergency lodge, and a distribution center on 60th Street.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So then, as a national organization, I would assume with the Salvation Army that there are probably many consistencies between different Salvation Army chapters. So what are some of the things that are unique to the Milwaukee area chapter?
And I appreciate that question because I just outlined a lot of the things that we do as a whole. But specifically in Milwaukee County, we do the Christmas Family Feast. On Christmas Day, we feed 4,000 to 5,000 people.
Wow.
And it's the largest Salvation Army feeding site on Christmas Day in the nation. And this year, we want to move back into the sit-down again, only if we're able to have enough volunteers. The last 2 years, we have not stopped during the pandemic. We just pivoted into a drive-up and take-out only. And this year, we're hoping to go back to that sit-down, having that time of interaction at the table. But we can only do that if we have enough volunteers. It takes over 800 volunteers for this event.
Wow.
Because it's a week-long event, prepping food, setting up, serving, and cleanup.
Yeah.
So on Christmas Day, we need about 300 volunteers alone to serve and clean up in order to help us. And currently, we only have about 100 registered. The other things that we do are, during the summer, we have a Feed the Kids program where we go to the neighborhood and take lunches when the school is not in session. And just last year, we served over 44,000 meals during the summer. And then we have our emergency lodge. It's a 24-hour shelter serving men, women, and children in Milwaukee County. The average stay is 3 months. While residents identify permanent housing, we have a respite care clinic there that when you're going between hospital and home. Mm-hmm. We have a health clinic that provides medical, dental, and mental health services. And just last year alone, we provided 28,000 nights of lodging and 85,000 meals at that location. It's the only 24/7 shelter in Milwaukee County.
Wow.
And that's
amazing.
We have other things that are indicative to just Milwaukee. We have a chaplaincy program that responds to calls for service in partnership with the Milwaukee Police Department. These are critical calls. Mm-hmm. This is a ministry to first responders and grieving families. And last year alone, they went out on 76 calls in our community. And then we have a social service chaplain that is specifically has an office at the Emergency Lodge and has provided spiritual service to others and guidance in the Emergency Lodge, about 716 individuals. And that doesn't include all the spiritual guidance that is happening throughout all these local units as well, through church services, through Bible studies, through men's ministry, through women's ministry. And then, of course, you know, we can't leave out our children.
Yeah.
Just providing school backpacks and school supplies, about over 1,000 last year. And we continue to support not only at September, but in January, we have teachers that say, you know, most of the kids' supplies run out after Christmas, and they just have to kind of muddle through the rest of the year. So we intentionally this year have supplies set back so that when those children or when those classrooms need help, those teachers can come to us, and we can provide those supplies that a lot of times the teachers are paying for out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I have to go back and ask you something really quick because something you said struck a chord with me. You said on Christmas Day that you need about 300 volunteers and you currently only have 100 registered. So can you tell people how they can reach out if they're interested in volunteering to help on Christmas Day?
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, all of our programs and services and volunteer opportunities are at www.samilwaukee.org. And they can just sign up online.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes.
SAMilwaukee.org.
Yes, we want to fill those slots. Absolutely. For Christmas.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Dr. Beverly Peterson. She says it's okay to call her Bev. But yes. I just want to be respectful today. So from the Salvation Army, I did want to ask you, you know, because this time of year, it's filled with joy and love for a lot of people. But it can also be, you know, a stressful, sad time for people who are struggling or facing challenges like homelessness. So, you know, heading into the holidays, what type of an impact is the Salvation Army hoping to make for local families?
Absolutely. So the greatest impact is coats and toys and food to celebrate the holidays. That's what we really focus on during this time. So our annual Coats for Kids Drive has distributed 3,500 coats last year, and we continue to do that this year. The numbers that I'm giving you in statistics all have to do with last year because, you know, we're in the midst of building those statistics for this year. But I just want you to kind of get an idea of what we provide. Last year, we gave out 28,000 toys, and we served almost 6,000 children and 2,200 families in Milwaukee County. Our Christmas family feast served over 4,200 meals, and we distributed toys and socks there. 5,000 pairs of socks went out to those that came through.
Wow.
And then our five food pantries across Milwaukee have provided service to over 18,000 individuals throughout the year, not just at Christmas. And we call that Love Beyond Christmas.
That is amazing. You do so much at the Salvation Army. It is unbelievable how much giving back you do. This is fantastic. So if anyone listening right now, you know, needs help this holiday season, we've kind of talked about how much you guys give back. But what if someone's listening who needs help now? How can they access the support that the Salvation Army provides?
Absolutely. Ellie, you hit a really good point that I want to just kind of reiterate a little bit, and that's the fact that we do so much, but we could only do that with amazing community partners and donors and volunteers that help support our mission, and they help support our theme this year of Love Beyond, and they help support those funding of 80 plus programs and services in Milwaukee County. So if anybody needs that assistance that we're talking about today, they can go to the local Salvation Army unit closest to them. The locations can be found at samilwaukee.org. Mm-hmm. And they can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at the Salvation Army Milwaukee County.
Fantastic. Now, I know I did stop for a second and ask you, you know, how people can volunteer on Christmas Day, because you have about 100 people, but you need about 300 volunteers for that. So for people listening who want to help local families in need, not just on Christmas Day, but I mean, in general, how can they get involved with the Salvation Army?
Well, we've talked about volunteering, but let's talk about giving. Our Christmas goal for Milwaukee County this year is $4 million, and that's a 5% increase over last year's goal because we're seeing rising numbers in service. Mm-hmm. So last year we raised 4.3 out of the generosity of this community, and our goal was only 3.8. So this includes revenues that come through the Red Kettle campaign, counter kettles, online giving, direct mail, solicited gifts from donors. Donations help provide all of these things that we've talked about, coats, toys, not only just at Christmas but year-round for the summer meals and backpacks and as well. So when we think about all the revenue that has to come in just 12 short weeks in October, November, and December, we couldn't do that without the generosity of donors and community partners and volunteers. So we are very grateful for everybody that drops into the kettle or sends a check. And if they want to send a check, they can do that by sending it to 11315 West Watertown Plank Road, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, 53226. They can text to give MKE to 24365. They can give to our virtual kettle or online at samilwaukee.org. Or if they want to create their own virtual kettle, they can go to fundraiseforgood.org and set up their own virtual kettle and then promote that out to their family as well.
That's
neat. Of course, bell ringing. Mm-hmm. If they can go out and bell ring for us, they can go onto a site called registertoring.com. They can pick their location and their time, their two-hour shifts. We encourage children. We encourage families, church groups, service clubs, government entities, businesses, individuals to give back. Because, you know, when we think about that, that's volunteerism at $29 per hour, according to the national volunteer average rate. If we had to pay somebody to do that, our net revenue would be much lower than what it is. So, again, that's just a way of giving back. Mm-hmm. And then this year, we have something new at the kettles. So we say no cash, no problem. We have a new tap to give sign that takes credit cards in increments of $20 and $10 and $5 donations. And they're in select locations throughout Milwaukee. So again, if you go to samilwaukee.org and you're looking for one of those tap to give ones, you can find that on there. But that's the exciting part about celebrity bell ringing that you're going to be at. We're going to have those tap to give signs out there as well. So they can give cash, they can give by a QR code, they can give by text to give, or they can just use their credit card and do a tap to give at that time.
I love that. That is so great. It's moving on, evolving. It's good stuff. Everybody can then give in. And I am excited because I'm going to be out there on Friday. I'll be at the Milwaukee Public Market location and I'll be bell ringing from 11 to 1. And I've done it in previous years and it's so much fun and it's nice to see all the people who love to give back. So that is really neat. And you just heard her say you can go to registertoring.com if you want to sign up for one of those two-hour shifts. Now, we need to talk about something else very important. I do get competitive here at the radio station. However, our sister station, 99.1 The Mix, very excited that they are having their second annual Mix It Up Request-a-thon. This is happening on Friday, December 9th, this upcoming week, and it goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., where people can basically give a $25 donation to the Salvation Army, and then they get to request a song, and the mix will play it for them, which is so cool. But I would love for you to talk a little bit more about the Request-a-thon.
We're excited about this. Last year we did a call-in and we did it online, but this year it's going to be all online, and it's a minimum of a $25 donation. We'll take a lot more. And then they select their favorite song, and then it's played on the radio. And you know, we want to thank those sponsors, Tri-City National Bank and Zelco Aesthetics, that have sponsoring this year. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know that as soon as the link came out that I heard it was going to be open, mm-hmm. I went in and I gave my donation in memory of my father, Coach Jack Baker, who left us about 4 years ago in January. The epitome of servant leadership, as I talked about earlier. And so I'm excited about that you're joining us for Celebrity Bell Ringing.
Yes.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. There's a coveted trophy. Have they told you that, Allie?
I heard it. I'm very competitive, so I'm in.
I love that. Yeah, and Carl from Fox 6 had no problems at the kickoff of really bragging about that this year. So we're hoping that the mixed crew will win it next year and be able to have bragging rights as well. And again, we just want to remind everybody, if they're unable to bring cash, we have a QR code, and then we have the credit card tap to give at all these locations on that day, all day long.
Oh, fantastic. So, well, I'm competitive, and I will be out there on Friday for the bell ringing, and I mean this in the nicest way, Carl from Fox 6, he's going down in the nicest way. We're going to take it this year. So, oh my gosh, thank you so much for joining me today. In case you guys missed the website, it's samilwaukee.org. The Requestathon happening on 99.1 The Mix this Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can check that out on their website at odyssey.com/99.1 The Mix. And you can see how to donate there for that. Get your song played on the radio. But overall, I just really appreciate you being on the show today. If you've been listening, I've been talking to Dr. Beverly Peterson. She is the Executive Director of Development for the Salvation Army, Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Division. You shared so much, so many ways people can get involved or, contact you if they need some assistance. But in the meantime, I will see you at bell ringing on Friday afternoon at Milwaukee Public Market.
And you will. Thank you, Allie, for your time and for your support. We thank you for Odyssey and all the radio stations that come along and support us. And to all of our listeners, Merry Christmas, and we hope to see you at Celebrity Bell Ringing.